Look with us in Jonah chapter 1. I want to hear it read verses 1 through 3. And the Bible said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee from unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and found the ship going to Tarsus, and he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with him to Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. Look at verse number 11. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the seas may be calm unto us? For the seas wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me from the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is come upon you. Our Father, I love you tonight. I thank you for the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ. I pray that you'd help us tonight. I pray as we try to help these that you'd help us. In your name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you. And you might be seated. Now keep your Bibles open tonight, because in just a few moments we'll go to chapter 3. And I want to preach tonight on what comes after failure. What comes, dear friend, after failure? Did you know that God's people, dear friend, when they fail, they're afraid to get up? But can I tell you something tonight? If the devil knocks you down tonight before you get up, amen, hey, don't you stay down, because God will help you, and you'll be better tomorrow than what you are today. I'll preach on what comes after failure. Let me give you three things first. Jonah failed the Lord. I want to tell you, hey, I don't want to fail him. Amen. I want to do my very, very best. Somebody said, let's not say, preacher, you preach that hard every night. I wish I could preach harder. Amen. I wish, dear friend, hey, one of these days I'll have a new body. I'll have a new voice. They said, there won't be no preaching in heaven. I'm just going to testify pretty loud. Amen. But old Jonah, he failed the Lord. God said, Jonah, you go over there. And Jonah said, I'll not do it. I'll pay my own way. I want to tell you, there's a religious crowd trying to pay their own way. Hey, can I tell you something tonight? I'm glad he paid it all. To him I owe sin and left the crimson stain. But he washed it as white as snow. I want to tell you, hey, I didn't pay for it. I didn't do anything to get it. Well, I'm glad Jesus paid it all. To him I owe. I'm glad tonight I'm an heir and a joint heir. I'm a child of God, not by my works, lest any man should boast, but by the grace of God that he reached for the damned, that I could reach up. Hey, can I tell you something? I failed God a time and time again, but I'm glad he's never failed me. I'm glad he's always there. He's right by my side. When I can't see him, when I can't touch him, when I can't feel him, I'm glad that God is there. I'm glad Jesus loves me with all his heart. Oh, Jonah failed the Lord. Can I tell you something tonight? I'd rather fail my family than the Lord. I don't want to fail him. I want to be all that I can be for Jesus Christ. He's done so much for me. He's put food on my table, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back. He gave me a good place to sleep. I just want to praise him for all that he's done. Tracy's mother, 7 years ago, gave us a king-size bed. I ain't had no king-size bed. And we was at the mall a few months later, and I saw king-size pillows. And I said, Tracy, surely the Lord, them king-size pillows ought to go with our king-size bed. But when I looked at the price, I bought one month and one the next month. But can I tell you something? I got land in that bed. Listen, here's the crazy thing about it. You don't sleep. Amen. On the king size pillow, you use this as much as a standard pillow. Amen. But can I tell you, I got laying in bed. I begin to cry. God loves me so much. He gave me a king size bed. I got a king size pillow. I got a king size God. I've got something to stand to my feet. I've got something to rejoice about. He loved me so much until he gives me his very being. Oh, I like that. Jonah failed the Lord on a test. If you failed the Lord today, don't you let me dismay, because God, I'll give you a chance tomorrow to serve him. Oh, Jonah failed the Lord. But number two. Oh, Jonah failed others. Failed others. There were others in that boat about to go down because of Jonah. There were others in that ship about to go down because of others. I want to tell you, some months in that, what an awesome responsibility to raise our family. If we fail God, our family might go to hell. I don't want to fail God. I want that circle not to be unbroken when I get to heaven. I want my family to go to heaven with me. Boy, I like that. You say, Brother Herman, you mean you won't listen? I'd rather my boys be saved than to be the president of the United States. I'd rather my boys be saved than to be a multi-billionaire. I'd rather my boys be saved than to be the most famous person on the face of the earth. I'd rather my boys know their sins is washed away. I'd rather them to know they're saved by the grace of God. Saved. Hey, can I tell you, so listen, I was in my little easy chair a few months ago, and Tracy was canning some okra. I didn't know you could can okra, but boy, that's good. Well, she was canning some okra. And I went and sit down, and she cooked the okra and got them old bottles hauled and put that okra in there, and boy, sealed them up, and I was sitting there, and I heard something say pop. And boy, listen, I heard another one say pop. I got up and said, glory to God. Tracy said, what happened? I said, the night I got saved, I bet God popped me. Amen. He sealed me under the day of redemption. And there's nothing the devil and all these angels can do about it. A lady gave me some pear preserves. And she said, now, Brother Berman, these pear preserves. She said, why you talk so much about eating? I'm hungry, praise God. And they gave me a pear preserves. And she said, now, these pear preserves has been put up 7 years. And I went home and I said, now, Tracy, I want you to cook me some cathead biscuits. How many knows what that is? If you ain't never had a cathead biscuit, hey, boy, you're missing something, baby. And boy, Tracy said, I can't cook you a cathead, but I'll cook you a hungry jack. Amen. And boy, I got them things and opened that can of pear preserves. And I like to sell it. It was about 2 inches thick in pure sugar. I said, oh, dear God, whenever I get older and God, let me get sweeter. Let me get sweeter. Let me get sweeter. When somebody puts a spoon in me, let them taste of the grace of God. Let them taste of the sweetness of God. I don't want to be bitter. I want to get sweeter as the days go by. If God's people could learn this, we have not been pickled. We've been preserved. Hey, can I tell you, some pickle gets bitter. Some preserve gets sweeter. I'm glad that God preserved Vernon Ray Palmer. He preserved me by his wonderful grace. Oh, I like that. Oh, Jonah failed the Lord. Oh, Jonah failed others. But then Jonah failed himself. I mean, he disobeyed the Lord. And Jonah had to endure things
that he never would have had to endure if he had just got up and say, God, I will. You've got a pastor with a heart. You've got someone that cares about you. And the hardest thing about being a pastor is seeing your people go through things that you know they don't have to go through. And all they need to do is to listen and come to Jesus. And they can save themselves a lot of heartache if they'll run to the arms of God. What comes after failure? Look at Jonah 3 in verse 1. First of all, God gives a second chance after failure. I said God gives a second chance after failure. I'm here to tell you tonight, if the devil's knocked you down, God will give you a second chance. Don't you stay down. Get up, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. What does the Bible say? The Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. What did he tell him first? He told him to do God's will. Now, you know these, the modernists, they say now the Jonah calls it a great fish, and the New Testament calls it a whale. But can I tell you, if God wanted a fish to swallow Georgia, we better buckle up. We're going down. If God wanted a great fish to swallow Brother Vernon, he might have to double clutch it, but he'll swallow me. I'm here tonight to tell you, I'm left at the bottom of the ocean and all of the juices of that fish. I'm glad Jonah looked up to God and said, Father, let him be. And God said, I'll give you a second chance. I'll give you a second chance. Amen. What was that second chance do? Was to do God's will. The best advice you read in the Bible is where the mother of Jesus told him on that first miracle. She said, whatsoever he says, do, just to do it. I was in a meeting several years ago, and boy, it was dry. I mean, y'all are blessed. You don't have meetings like this everywhere. And you say, preacher, what you do tonight? I brought me some Holy Ghost biscuits to sop it up. Amen. I'm going to get every drop I can. Well, the meeting was dry, and the little boy stood up. And he couldn't testify but weeping. And boy, about 10 minutes he had said, and got to say something, and all he could do is weep. And about 10 minutes, the altars began to fill up. Why? Because one little boy said, God, if all you want me to do is to stand up and weep, that's what I'll do. I'm glad tonight that somebody loved me enough just to obey God and to bring me what God said to bring. Oh, I'm glad, dear friend. Do God's will. You say, what do we need to do now? Just obey Him. If God wants you to shout, shout. If God wants you to run, run. I'll help you. If God wants you to praise Him, praise Him. I bet the Lord said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. My first little church, a little lady walked up to me and said, Brother Vernon, I knew I was in trouble. She said, I'd like to raise my hands like you do, but I'm afraid. And I said, well, listen, here's what you do. Go home and turn all the lights off and raise your hands and praise Him. And you'll see that it's so good until you want to do it in the light. Amen. And boy, several services later, I'm getting the Holy Ghost, got a hold of that thing, and I saw her do like this. And I said, oh, God, get her. She went like it. I said, God, let her go all the way. And about that time, she said, whoa, bless His name. I said, amen. And she got up and ran through the building and said, if I knew it felt this good, I would have done it a long time ago. And then Jesus wants us to praise. Oh, listen, well, God, we need to do God's will. Number two, we need to follow God's leadership. He said, now, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't like Nineveh. You find out in chapter 4, he didn't like Nineveh. God didn't say, do you like it? God said, just go. Woo! God loves me so much. Until he'll leave the 99 and go to that person. God loves us so much. Until he'll feed the 5,000 with a few loaves of pizza of bread and a few fishes. But God loves me so much. When I'm like that Ethiopian, I'm out in the desert. He'll send somebody by to let me know there's a God in heaven that loves me. I'm here to tell you tonight, we simply need to follow God's leadership. But then we need to be a part of God's blessings. We had homecoming where I pastored for years in Hiram. And they was cleaning up. And I noticed an untouched bowl of fruit. I mean, I told you I was hungry. It had honeydew in there, watermelon. I mean, their friend had bananas, had grapes. And I just went over. I didn't ask whose it was. I just grabbed me a fork and started eating. And this person walked up and said, that ain't fair, Brother Berman. I said, well, ain't fair about it. There's a fruit. There's a fork. Dig in. Amen. Well, back when we was through, we had about 40 people eating in the same bowl. You said, preacher, that ain't too sanitary. I don't know about that, but I'm glad those that got in and got the fork and got a fork and they, those that didn't, they just stood back and watched us enjoy the blessings of Almighty God. Paul said tonight, you can either be a part of God's blessing or you can stand back and watch those. I like it. Woo! Anyway, let me tell you something tonight. You can sit back if you want to, but you'll miss the greatest thing on earth, and that is praising a holy and a righteous God. Amen. Or you can either sit back or you can get in and be a part of the blessings of God. You know, listen. You know God's so good. And then he said, just taste of me. Amen. He's so wonderful. Can I tell you something? I'm glad when I said, listen. Oh, Mephibosheth. Every time old David ate, oh, Mephibosheth ate. And on my feeble shaft was crippled, had to be carried to the table every time he went. But then here's what I'm trying to get to. But when he sat down at the table and they pushed him under, he looked just like everybody else. I'll tell you something. The master's calling, coming time. He's got something at the table that'll fulfill your need. Not only does God give a second chance, but look at verses. Number two, God gives a fresh vision. God, dear friend, gives us a fresh vision. The Lord told Jonah, dear friend, in that verse, oh, the Lord told Jonah, he said, I'm going to tell you where to go. Where did God tell Jonah to go? In chapter 1, he said to go to Nineveh. In chapter 3, he said to go to Nineveh. I've read the book of Acts. Say, go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I'm ready, told him where to go. Woo! I like that. I like that. Our first little church, oh, they were poor. Didn't have much. They had a little old lady that Debbie had crippling arthritis in every joint of her hand. Her husband had a mental disability, and he was fighting that. And every now and then, old Larry would stand up and say, Brother Berman, me and Debbie's got something to say. I say, y'all come down. Now listen, you might not like it. But he'd get his false teeth out and give them to me. Why, son? And I'd put them in my napkin and I'd let him say, but they'd sing that song, as the world looks upon me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing how I wish Jesus for your blessing from it. If somebody with disabilities like that can praise it, I ought to be able to praise it. Amen. He told him where to go. He said, go to Nineveh. Then he told him what to do. He said, I want you to preach the book. I tell you something tonight. I got too much to preach to argue. Amen. Hey, from Genesis to Revelation, every book of the Bible, including Esther, I see Jesus on every page. I see Him. I see Him. Why? He's the author of this old King James Bible. And I thank Him for it. He told him what to do. He said, just preach the word. But then I like this. Look at verse 2. Then he said, he told him who'll go with him. Ooh. He said, go into that great city, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. In other words, God said, every step you take, I'm going to go with you. Everywhere you go. Oh, David said, if I make my bed in hell, there, if I take the wings and fly to heaven, I'm glad you're there. Hey, he's gone on the mountain. He's gone on the valley. He's gone all the way in between. I'm glad he's gone. You know, my brother in the 60s came home. I was a little boy then. And he was in college. He told my daddy, he said, Daddy, did you know that my professor says we come from monkeys? And Daddy said, we do. And he said, yeah, that's what he said, Daddy. He said, well, give me a moment. Boy, Daddy went off and prayed. And Daddy come back and said, son, you go tell your professor. If he thinks his ancestors swung from tails, they probably did. Because the Bible said, whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But you tell him, as for me and my family, we come from God. He created man and woman. He created everything you see. And we ought to praise him for all that he's done. Who's going to go with me? The God that created. They said if the sun was any farther away, they said we'd freeze to death. If the sun was too close, we'd burn up. If the moon was out of place, and they said, what a wonderful coincidence. It's not a coincidence. God said, let it be, and it was. That's what happened. They said two meteorites collided in outer space and this beautiful world come to be. Here's what I want to tell them, professors. If that's true, I'm going to find me the nearest junkyard. I'm going to get me two old clunkers. I'm going to run them together. And if that's true, a Mercedes-Benz will pull out in the middle. No, sir, it was not an accident. There's a God in heaven that said, let it, and it was. I'm glad he's the great I am. He's around. We've got someone to go with us. Then number 3, not only in verse 1, God gives us a second chance to give us a fresh vision. But in verses 3 and 4, God gives us strength for the journey. It was a 3-day journey, but he made it in one day. Can I use an old Alabama expression? That's picking them up and putting them down. Amen. You say, Brother Furman, I believe he said, serving God is a lot better than the belly of that whale. Amen. I believe he said, serving God. Hey, can I tell you something tonight? I've rolled a lot of miles, been a lot of places, but serving God is the greatest thing I've ever done. It's to serve. You see, we can either quit or go forward. You know what breaks my heart? Is to see people the devil's discouraged so much that they quit. He can't bother your salvation, but he can hinder your walk. And folks, we're facing things we never thought we'd have to face. We're fighting battles we never thought we'd have to fight. I mean, dear friend, hey, mamas and daddies, the devil's trying every way to get in their home. We need to say, it's not the way. It's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. I want to say, we can either quit. Several years ago, Tracy and I went through the terriblest hurt. I feel close to you. I believe I can say this. I mean, we just hurt. And I sat on the porch of crying. And Tracy walked by and sat down by me, and we began to cry. And Tracy said, it's going to be all right. And I said, I'm supposed to encourage you. She said, and here's what she said. She said, is a bill went without paying? I said, no. She said, have we skipped the mail? I said, no, ma'am. And she said, it's, I said, no, no. And by the time she got through, God done turned that trial into a blessing. When I saw there was no way out, there was no way, but I'm glad God made a way when the way wasn't seen to be so. I'm glad, dear friend, we can either quit or we can either give up or else we can go forward. You know what? I can't find a place to give up. I can't find a place to stop. I believe I'll just march onward for Him. We can either miss a blessing or else we can trust in Jesus and be part of what God has us. Now I'll close with this. God gives a second chance in verse 1, a fresh vision in verse 2. God gives strength for the journey in 3 and 4. But then you'll find in the remainder of chapter 3, God gives victory. God gives victory. How in the world can God give victory when it looks like we're defeated? Oh, David walked across that babbling brook. He didn't pick up one stone, but he picked, up 5 stones. The Bible said smooth the stones. You know what the number 5 means? It means grace. Oh, David said, and that says, Mr. John, I've got a stone in my slingshot for your head, and I've got 4 more for your brothers. So you just get ready. I don't come to you in my flesh, but I come to you in the Spirit of God. I believe He went around once for the Father, once for the Son, once for the Holy Ghost, and He let it go, and it hit Him right between the eyes. And you know what His brother's done? They begin to run. You say, preacher, we can either stop, or we can either quit. We go on. Notice the victory in verse 5. Nineveh repented. Nineveh repented. Nineveh repented. Do you know what will bring revival? Is for God's people to repent. We can't ask the world to until we do. Nineveh repented. They fell in sackcloth and ashes. And they repented. You know, I remember the night I got under conviction. Old Brother Edgar Thomas was preaching for David. Them little old beady eyes looked through me as an 8-year-old boy. And I'm telling you, listen, boy, I was scared to death. He preached on hell, and I thought I could smell the flames. I thought I could feel the heat. Hey, can I tell you something? I thank God for the night that I got under Holy Ghost conviction, because without conviction, there'll never be conversion. Oh, bless His holy name. Boy, I'm glad Nineveh repented. But then in verse number 10, Nineveh received a pardon. Nineveh received a pardon. Notice what the Lord said. And God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that He had sent unto them, and He would not do unto them, and He did it not. You know why these storms is coming through our country? God's trying to shake us to get our attention. I want to say that, but then last, and I'll close with this. God sent revival, Because one man finally said, I'll go. One man said, I'll go. You know what God's looking for tonight? He's looking for some people that thinks in their heart they failed. That God is saying, I give you a second chance. And you could win the county to Jesus Christ. If you would stand up and say, God, I'll go.